in Unpacking Robert Reich's Baggage, which is a blog I put up on the website, we said that it's power that keeps the economy running by determining where money, which represents stolen earth, goes, and from whom it's disproportionately stolen, as Henry points out. Now, this isn't how we experience the notion of the economy or the functioning of the economy, because our frame, our vision, is artificially foreshortened by the pundits who ever keep us looking and thinking in terms of the minutiae of national governance structures, the U.S. and the others. Because if we were discussing the reality of this, and I'm thinking it, so I'll say it, I'm not suggesting that these pundits can do otherwise. It's been pointed out before that they wouldn't be there long if they started saying these things. That's the clamp, that's the hold power has on the media via the wage. It determines what even a good-hearted person can say over the airwaves. So these pundits, willingly or not, keep us focused on thinking in terms of national governance structures. Because if we were discussing the reality of this hidden, amorphous, stateless global governance, we'd begin talking about the need for we the people creating and claiming an open global self-governance, i.e., we would start talking about that rather than being led to a destination unchosen by us, in order to get to a place that works for us, we have to begin discussing how to lead ourselves, how to begin reclaiming our own bodies, which is why we'll be devoting some time on this question of leadership and the need for us, all of us, to step up with a global consciousness. So what does it mean for us, this shadow global governance, effectuated by means of the utilization, the application in the delicate or gross, the surgical or blunt use of dollars, amassed means for controlling the political scene? And recall our definition of politics in Waking Up, that it means the art of coercing human energy. So we can see that power's actions all resolve to this, ultimately, to politics. And this informal clandestine global governance structure exists. So we have to start asking, what do we want to do about it? And do we, each one of us, want to develop our own capacities for leadership, become big, which is what brings true happiness? Clandestine global governance by the few implies a clutching at leadership selfishly, an unwillingness to share it. And as this is a quality inherent in all of us, leadership, but which rule forbids the development of, it limits unnaturally our growth. It legislates away our happiness. Because the polity they want, they are systematically sculpting, using nation states as levers to move the people, to force us to build the traps that they hang us with, as the builders of Auschwitz were consumed by their work. There are layers and layers of intervening structures and agencies and decision-making bodies between the effect, look around you for evidence of its hideousness, and the cause. So it's understandable that we don't see it. What makes the facade particularly difficult to distinguish is that most of its nominal actors of state, the political class, the agents, believe the illusion, do their work all unconscious, play their roles without knowing them. Virginia Woolf's point that we are creatures of illusion cannot be overstated. We believe what we're told when we're young because, like all living things, we're built for honesty. We are built for honesty, yet we have a system that depends on, is based on, duplicity, dishonesty, lies, depends on forcing us to be what we are not, on forcing us to accept a system's pretense of being what it is not, which can never bring us true happiness, which is living our gifts, self-creation. Imagine how much more efficient an open governance structure for the world will be. We won't have to get on planes and have all those face-to-faces so as not to leave no traces. All this hiding, clandestine stuff destroys our humanness. We have to recognize, start discussing that global governance exists. We're not talking about something phenomenal here or something that has to be created. It's already in place, but clandestine and kept private, is tightly held in the hands of the few and therefore monopolized. And we have to ask, is that right? Is that right for health and wholeness of all of us and all life? And once we begin considering the question from all sides, we have to say no. Not if health and wholeness and happiness is our goal.